Blog Talk Radio.
You gon' get no matter how you take it. Just for the real and the play haters. The fiends and the money makers. The birth and the breath takers. A 9 to 5, but why the prison to parole papers? Live and direct, you gon' get no matter how you take it. Just for the real and the play haters. The fiends and the money makers.
How you turn this TV off?
Hello, 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 everybody. I was a little late today. Y'all not going to discount me or judge me. I know y'all heard me screaming in the phone when I had them logged in and I forgot to mute the phone and I'm screaming at the kids. Everybody be quiet, calm down. You know, I'm at the house. It is what it is. But I hope everybody had a wonderful week. My butt was exhausted. I was exhausted. Last Sunday. So I could not call in. Now, today I'm going to be rigging the show because the show line some reason, is dead. So we're going to figure this out, though. It's one of those nights. You know, I was doing pretty good without having any technical difficulties until now. But anywho, we got a great show. It's been a lot going on in my life, right? And me, I'm the type of person that I always hold everything in, and people will never really know unless you're close to me, and I may talk to you and tell you a piece of it, but I don't tell the whole story. Oh, my God. So the question is, you know, how far does loyalty go? Like, at what point do you feel it's okay to just stop being loyal to somebody, right? I do have my awesome co-host in for tonight. James, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing well, my dear, this evening. Yes, I could tell that I could tell by the difficulties, but what I've been hearing, I've been hearing a little echo. I've been hearing like one of those, colder mode things. You know, I forgot what you named that crap. It's like, what the hell's going on here?
It's
like Morse
crazy.
Code. That's the word we're looking for. Morse code. Yes, Morse code. My brain's probably
it's
working.
Crazy.
Yeah, thank you. There it goes. There it goes again. Is the aliens trying to interrupt?
No, that's this me. Thing? That's how I'm talking. No, so really where I am now, why it sounds that way is because I'm at home and I'm in the game room upstairs. So in this room, you have a couch, you have an air hockey game, you have a basketball game. You know what I'm saying? It's not a lot in this room. It's just like playroom for the kids. And so I came up here because people are everywhere in the house tonight. So there's people downstairs, there's people upstairs.
I gotcha.
And this was the closest thing for me to seek refuge.
Yes, I've been there, done that. I've been there, done that.
It's hard out here for a pimp. So
now I'm curious what video game that is. That noise.
This is called the Atomic Double Shot basketball game.
Oh, okay, that's what that noise is. Yeah, okay, I was wondering like what the hell. I thought it was like Blog Talk. I'm glad you cleared that up because I was like, what the hell is going on with the Blog Talk? I've been part of Blog Talk.
The station phone. Sits on the charger until I get there, and for some reason it was brought to me with one bar on it, and I'm like, you know, my charger to my laptop was stolen on purpose, and so, you know, I can't use the charger to my other laptop, and my MacBook was not charged. So, you know, with the Mac products, you know, it took a long time for them to charge. Like, you can't just put it on a charger and it's coming on. You got to, like, leave it on a charger before it even come on. So I couldn't do that. So I had to go get another lap. You know, it's one of those days. But I'm determined to do this show however that had to be done. And I'm here.
Yeah. Well, that's why I love you, because you're professional. Not only you're beautiful, but you're professional. And you, when it's showtime, the show must go on. And I know how
it
that
must
feels.
Go on. Like, you got to fight through it. So
that's
tonight,
right.
You know, we pretty much always have a quiet background or whatever the case may be. We may have a little noise tonight, but that's okay. You know, y'all know that I came to bring this show tonight now.
That's right.
To talk about.
That's right.
So yeah, Sunday you were supposed to be on with me Sunday, and then Sunday I was running against, you know, homework, and the homework had to be done, and I actually, you know, just completely caught up on everything with school today. So being down for a week with the flu just really threw me off.
God.
And
oh no.
Yeah, with this course he gives us a heavy workload. But thankfully after this week, I only have two more weeks in this class, and then I have my last class, and I graduate in July. But I only need three more credits, and that's like
congrats
thank
when
you.
You get there.
So
yes, awesome.
I'm ready to get out of his damn class because all he do is like every week it's like three assignments, and I'm used to having one, and then probably every other week have two. But this guy every week is three assignments. So you're like, are you kidding me right now? So. Whatever.
Wow.
I'm not mad. I'm almost done. what's going on?
Yeah.
Part two of Confessions of a Mattress Actress comes out May 22nd.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, part two.
Yeah.
Part two.
Part two.
Yeah.
So that comes out the 22nd of May. And I'm excited. If you're on my social media, I have been marketing the book cover, and so has the, you know, publishing company, you know, just, you know, making it happen and just really trying to stay focused. I'm so excited, you know, about these ventures. It's, like, amazing,
yeah.
You know.
And the
one thing I had to realize is that I continue to move in new directions, and I have to continue to change things around me, right? And so, you know, I'm a thinker, right? I'm an Aquarius, and, you know, I'm a strategizer, I am. But for me, like, I only have the bandwidth to give my emotions, my heart, my soul to one guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, one guy. So saying that to say that even if I'm not with a person, like, and that guy has my heart, until that is completely done and over, I will never be emotionally attached to anybody else, right?
Gotcha.
And that's how I am. That's how I'm trained. And so, you know, for the last 3 years, I've been emotionally attached to one person. And so we separated, you know, we broke up, and then we were working at getting back together. But we, you know, the off and on phase was, like, constant. Like, we'll be cool for 2 weeks, and then we off for a month. We cool for 3 weeks, then we off for a month. You know what I'm saying? It became so draining that I said, okay, let's just, you know, be cool. And then that became draining, right? Because, you know, it's like you have feelings, but you want to be friends, but you can't really go about it because you still have the jealousy and X, Y, and Z there. So I had to come to the conclusion that I had to cut every single tie with this person in order to move and grow, right? Because I have to emotionally disconnect myself with him in order to find my king to find me. I'm not going to find him. He's going to find me. So in order for him to find me, I have to, you know, be emotionally available. And so, you know, I was really thinking, like, I realized that I had already disconnected emotionally with him, but I had never reconnected with anyone else emotionally, right? But knowing this, it's like, okay, I made a comment to him, and I said, no one can stop me from being loyal to you but you. Here's why.
There you go.
When he and I got together, I was just leaving the industry. I had lost everything in the transition process to my regular lifestyle, everything that I had pretty much. And when I came to Atlanta 3 years ago, it was in the house. I came in a one-way U-Haul truck. I don't give too much of the book away. Came with a one-way U-Haul truck with my kid. And I had our clothes. We had two beds, no rails, no dressers, you know, a washer and dryer, dishes. Like, that's it. Like, we didn't have much, right? And he believed in me, you know. He believed in me. And I said, man, I'm going to make it. Man, I'm going to get back on track, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And he didn't have, at this point, this is the beginning of us. So he didn't know me to believe in me, but he did. And he believed in me, and I went from having nothing to having a brand new car, to owning a home, to having a career, to entering school and finishing, to doing all of these things in less than 3 years, right? And he tell me all the time, like, man, I'm so proud of you. Like your ambition is contagious. You know, you push me to do things, and he has upgraded himself dramatically. He has brought him a house.
Cool.
He has brought him a new car. You know, he do these things for himself as well, because, you know, I want him to enjoy the money that he makes, right? And so this guy, he tried me. He disrespected me so bad. And I'm like, listen, let me tell you something. For me, for him, it was like he didn't see it, but for me, it was like it was disrespect. And I said to him, listen, I'm loyal to you because you was there for me when I had nothing. Even if we are not together, we hadn't slept with each other, you know, in months, you know. But I'm still loyal to the point where if you need something, I'm going to be there for you. If I need something, he'll be there for me, you know. But I have to get that out of my head, and I have to stop being so loyal to a person. Like you were put in my life by God. Like, you didn't just enter into my life by mistake. You was put in my life for a reason. And you was put in my life to help me through a time that I needed help with, and nobody could do it but you, and that's why you entered my life. But now it's time for you to exit my life, right? But people like that, you always want to hold on to. You want to be cool forever. You want to be friends forever. I think you will always be cordial, but I can't continue to give him my loyalty, right? Because if that's the case, we would be together.
Yeah.
Enough of being loyal to a person. Like what point do you stop? We can't be together because he liked my ambition, but he don't like everything that I do. For him more so, you want a chick to go to work and come home, the end. That's it. You don't want me to wear tight clothes. I mean, I can wear a freaking cat suit that go all the way down to my ankles, and it could be long sleeves, and I could put a belt on, and he'll be like, no, I don't like that. You like a whore. Take it off. You know what I'm saying? Like these are all the things that I endure. And granted, you have some men that want their women to dress like nuns, but I'm not one. You know, when Monday through Friday, I already have to dress a certain way. You know what I'm saying? To go into my job. If I want to wear something tight, I can't. I'm not going to wear no booty shorts out the house. You know, I'm not going to wear no see-through dress out the house. But, I mean, I damn sure should not be able to not wear a long, tight dress. You know, things like that. I'm not to go to work and come home, girl. I want more out of my life. You know, I have more ambitions. And so we didn't see eye to eye with that. He wanted to be the breadwinner. I want you to be the breadwinner, but I want you to be the breadwinner, but at the same time, my ambition and hustle won't allow me to go to work. So that's what I need to know. Like if you're on my Facebook, you know, people are like, are you okay? Are you okay? And the realization to know that, like, I'm emotionally detached. I'm emotionally vulnerable out here is the craziest thing ever, because I haven't been emotionally open to anybody in God knows how long, right? And so now that I'm emotionally open, it's scary. Because that spot is going to be taken by somebody. And it's like, is this spot going to be taken by somebody that I'm going to spend another couple years with? And then, you know what I'm saying? I'm separate. Like, my first son dad, that was 7 years of my life. This guy here, 3 years of my life. I don't want to keep putting all these years into a person and starting over.
Yeah.
That's the scary part, James.
Yeah, it takes a lot. It really takes a lot emotionally and everything, you know, because you put all this time to this person, and you do care for this person, but then you see some things, you're like, you know, I don't think this is going to be for the long run. But at the same time, you care about this person because you still see the good qualities, but then there's the other things that you're like, well, no, this ain't for me, some of the things that I don't like. And it doesn't mean they do something very bad. It's just certain tendencies that you're like, nah, this ain't going to work out. So I understand where you're coming from. Matter of fact, I'm kind of in the same boat in a sense. So I can kind of understand a little bit. It's just, that's because it's like, especially when you put a lot of time to that person, you just didn't want to say, okay, it's done. And get out of my life, because it ain't to that extreme where that person did something very bad to you. You know, that's a different story if that was the case. But if you've had up and down, good and bad, you know, like a normal relationship, you know, like most relationships, let's be honest, most relationships, there's no such thing as a perfect relationship. You know, when I see these commercials, especially with these jewelry commercials, I want to vomit because, here's a ring, you know, one for your best friend, one for your, you know, significant other or whatever. I'm like, okay, that's cool and everything. But what's, when you see these reenactments on TV, I say, okay, that could be true for most of the relationship, but that's not the whole thing. There's bumps in the road. Unfortunately, this road is not perfectly paved right, okay? It's just not. It's not reality. I'm about reality, okay? I'm not about fantasy. You know, if I want to go to fantasy, I go to Disney World, okay? But we're about the real world. And with my experience, I feel what you're coming from. It's funny because I saw a quote the other day. Actually, I shared it on Instagram. It's something about in the I'll find it towards the show because I want to get the exact quote, but I'll paraphrase it. It's basically like, you know, it's funny how, you know, a man could be with the wrong woman, a woman could be the wrong man, and there comes a time where you finally might finally meet the right person, but because of what you went through, it might be too late because then you're like, you won't see that person is right for you, you know, because
right.
of everything you went through. It's better, trust
right.
me, it's better worded when I find it than what I just say.
Right.
But, you know,
I mean,
I'm
no,
saying.
That's it. You know, I mean, I held on because I'm like, you know, maybe we can. Like, our differences aren't
yeah.
that huge. But he was just really big on nitpicking, and the trust wasn't there. And, you know, I can't deal, but
yeah,
I feel like
cool.
a person is out there for me. I just, I gave him too much, right? I knew I was supposed to have been walked away. So the thing is that, you know, we had been separated. And I know, like, the last piece of, you know, okay, I know I'm ready to invest in somebody was being ready to emotionally invest. And that's
mm-hmm.
the scariest part. And a lot of people can't relate to the fact because whenever you go date somebody, you invest it. You invest everything into that person. Your emotions,
mm-hmm.
your body, your this,
mm-hmm.
your that.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
for me, being, you know, coming from the career that I came from, I my body, no. That's
mm-hmm.
something, like my emotions is something that, like if you get in my head, you have done
mm-hmm.
a great job. And so the thing is that because most people, they work hard to get in your head. As soon as they think that they're there, then they slack off, right? Because these bitches
yeah,
are
exactly.
simple-minded out here.
Yeah,
I got her. Me, I'm not simple-minded.
Exactly.
You know, my mind,
exactly.
my mind runs so deep that you can't just get me just off a couple months and think you got me. It takes loyalty. It takes you continuously being there. It takes communication. It takes, you know, attention. It takes a lot of things, a lot more
it's
that I'm not even going
to
tell anybody because that's like, you know, walking somebody right to the door. But it takes a lot to get there. So for a person to put that much into it, damn right, I'm going to give you my undivided attention. Damn right, I'm going to be loyal to you. Because the hardest thing is for somebody to truly have your back. Because everybody's so grimy. It's a dog-eat-dog world right now.
Yeah,
and
I know. That's
it's not
thing.
Like, you know, real is rare. So when you got somebody that's like me, man, listen, I could definitely, you know, use some extra money. I could definitely use help with marketing. I can definitely use all these things that I don't have, right? And if somebody was to come along and say, listen, I don't want you to give me anything back financially. I just want to help you, you know. And I'm probably not going to invest $10,000, but, you know, here go a couple hundred here. Here go a couple hundred there. I rock with you. I want you in my life, X, Y, and Z. You know, those type of people, you know, and I know that they're out there because I know this. But a lot of people have been through so much in their life that, you know, like you said, it changes them. But I refuse to allow this to change me because I'm a genuine person. I'm real, and I'm to the core, and I do believe in real love. I do believe in genuine love. And I'm a little, you know, I like a little crazy splashed on there, you know. You see my post today, a little hint of crazy. And it's all cool, but... I think that, you know, I think the realization of me being emotionally open is one of those things that's really scary because now I'm going to pay close attention to who I let in my space. And
yeah,
so
which is
there's
important.
One person that I started getting emotionally attached to, one, and I started to get emotionally attached to him, but after 2 months, he felt like I got her, and then he started slacking. And right now, he's still talking to me. Remember that post I put up to show this guy with all of these calls at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that guy?
You still doing all of that right now. When you had me, you didn't know how to keep me. So I'm not simple-minded, and I don't talk just to talk. So I tell people, like, okay, I'll give you half of the recipe. It's up to you to figure out the rest.
True. I'll let you solve the whole puzzle. I can help you out. You know what I'm saying?
Both can't. And therefore, that means I know you don't. But when you're talking about emotionally, I need you to emotionally charge me. I need somebody that can take me to another. I need that support system as well as this man was. You know what? Here's the thing. This man never took a dime from me. He would never let me take anything from me. Of course, he didn't need it, right?
That's cool.
But when I got on my feet, when I tell you every holiday, anytime I went to the mall, man, I was always buying him stuff. Just because I was that appreciative of him. You know what I'm saying? It just was genuine. That came from no other place other than loyalty. I want to see you happy.
Absolutely.
I want to see you with any and everything in the world that you can possibly have because, you
Absolutely.
Know, you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like I'm emotionally available, you know, again, 3 years later. And that's something, like, I can say I'm single all day. But, I mean, my emotions will probably, you know, they're not, you know. That's, like, a really big deal. And, you know, even if I'm single, we still, you know, did stuff. You know, my social media, we were still at Falcons games and we were still at Braves games and we were still at Hawks games and, you know, doing some of everything. Like, we still, you know, did what we did because, you know, the friendship was there, the bond was there. But I got this one, though, and I'm kind of scared of him, and I told him, I'm scared of you because, you know, I've had, you know, I'm cool with people. You know, I have bays, you know. Bitch ain't even mine. But.
Pluralism.
You know,
I'm thinking
I have people that. Not to say it's somebody else, man, but I'm saying, like,
they don't
belong, you know.
Exactly.
People that, you know, on that type of time, but emotionally. But it's one person that I'm actually scared of because I know that he can hold emotional real estate. And so I'm just like, should I run or should I stay?
Like, should I stay or should I go? No.
I'm sitting here like, he was like, you better run now. I'm telling you, better run fast and far. And I'm sitting here like, he's telling me to run now because I can see him now saying, I gave you the option to run. You didn't, so you're stuck. And so, like, I don't know. But it's a good thing, though. Like, I'm having fun. And, you know, the thing is that you got to love me for me. Like, you got to respect my hustle. You got to understand that I'm ambitious. You got to understand that I'm not going to be content with a paycheck. You got to understand that I'm going to get it. You got to understand that I'm not a waiter. I don't sit back and say, well, yeah, you know, I want to start this business, and a year later I'm trying to start it. I can wake up and say I want to start a business, and that means that I'm trying to push it in 60 days. That's what that means.
I love that.
It's just a lot. I'm so open right now. But tell me, like you're in a situation, and it's harder for men when men are really in love. It's harder for men to really let go, you know, of something when they are, you know, invested because, you know, they're loyal. And then, you know, it takes a man a lot to get to that point to be invested. So at this point, like, what do you think? You never fully said, okay, so – how long after you are no longer in the situation or how long after a certain act happened that you were, like, super loyal to somebody? Like, how long does that last? I mean, is that a forever thing? Or, like, do you owe them something? Like, you know, because I feel like I owed him. You know, that's how I feel. And then I'm like, I'm just loyal. So...
Mm-hmm.
At what point do I stop feeling like this, or is it normal to feel like that?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think it all depends on the person you're dealing with. I mean, in my mind, if if they really take you for granted and they don't appreciate what you do, I think it makes your decision much easier, in my opinion.
Right.
But right. If it's a situation where, okay, they're right there, but there's still something missing, that's where you go, okay. And especially when you have, like, a lot of time. And when I say a lot of time, I'm talking about, like, years. When I say a lot of time. And, okay, this is a perfect example for me. With me, like, I've been with the same person for a very long time. And I'm one of the most loyal guys you ever know. Matter of fact, probably a lot of people won't even believe it, considering, you know, the show I do sometimes and stuff like that. But I am a very loyal guy. And when certain things you notice change, not that anything has happened where there was someone cheating on each other. Nothing has never happened like that ever. Not from me and not from her. But you notice certain things where we actually have talked about it. It's not like – that's the one thing. At least we do talk about it, although it seems like I bring it up more than she does, but that's another story. It's like at least we talk about it. We go, yeah, you know, things aren't where it used to be as far as not only just sexually, but I don't know, just everything it seems like. I mean, we respect and love each other, but it's different. And I don't know if it's because – you know how you see certain couples, they're together, but then you wonder, well, okay, well, it's cool they're together all these years, but you could have fooled me that they really – love each other. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, they just deal with each other and don't try to fix it or make it better or just leave. You know, or just say, well, screw it. This ain't going to work out. Let's move on. And I'm at a point where it's like, okay, I know how she is. I know she's loyal. I know she's a good person. But there's certain things about her, how should I say, like the ambition could be better, but then mm-hmm. again, there's certain things she's going through, which is the reason why she's not as ambitious as she should be. I'm trying to be respectful here, but at the time, okay, but this has been going on such a long time, and I've been there a long time, and then I'm telling myself, I know I deserve better. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not that person to just settle for less. But then I stay where, you know, I stay where because I know, okay, something has to give. That's the way I look at it. Something has to give. And then there's times I say to myself, well, you know, sooner or later, you know, maybe, you know, you're going to have to break it off. And it's not like I haven't before. There was one point, like a few years back, I would say it'll be actually almost 7 years ago, that we actually broke up for like 3 months. And I remember at that time, it definitely was the right thing to do. But then, some reason, it hit the third month, and don't ask me what happened. I felt, for some reason, something going inside of me. And it wasn't, and let me put this out there, ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't sexually. It was just emotionally. It wasn't, you know, because I know what you're thinking, like, well, you're a guy. It's probably had to be, no, it was not. It was really something emotional. And I remember I called her. Mind you, we didn't talk for a while. And we started talking. And I actually said, look, I actually really miss you. I actually said that. But it was for real, though. I really did feel that way. And we did got back together. And everything was cool. But then other things would come around. And then I said to myself, gee, I wish I wouldn't have made that phone call. Now, you know right. there's something wrong when you said that more than once. Or twice, or three times, or four, or five, etc. But it's like, damn. I know she loved me, but she knows too that you know it's not where it was. So it's not like it's just me and she don't see it, or we're both blind to it, or one of us is just blind. We both see it, but we haven't got to that point where we could fix it, really fix it. Like, for perfect example, you know, we celebrated our anniversary together, and it was all cool. When I took her out to Red Lobster, it was awesome. It was, like, only the second time I ever went in my life. And it was actually cool. The crabbies could have been cooked better, but that's another story. But everything else was fine. But it was awesome. We were hanging out, and then it's like, okay, now when does the fireworks start? And then there was a little something, but it's like you started a movie but didn't finish the movie. That's what happened.
Right.
And I'm like, damn. Like, what happened? You had your allergies,
whatever.
Well,
I think that's what, like, our situation was for so long. Like, we both cared, we both wanted it, but it wouldn't come back the same because it was mainly, I mean, I'm going to be honest, it was a lot of nagging on his part. And then I'm crazy as hell, so that just really his nagging was, why are you on social media? Mm. He hates social media. So in his perfect world, for me, I can't be on social media if I'm with him. And I have to be on social media to do what I do. And he was happy that I accomplished writing my book, but he wasn't happy that I told my story. So, we had those things. Like, it was powerful. Like, he's very laid back and conservative and outspoken. Okay. I'll sit down and have a whole conversation and tell you how to go home and love your man better in the bedroom. He don't like the fact that I can talk openly about sex, So I'm like, okay, you need a nun with the wild side, and I'm more so like I have the wild side, but I have the nun in me. I can sit there like I'm loyal to one person. I'm emotionally attached to one person. It'll never be two. That'll never be something that a man will ever have to worry about, me being with him and loving somebody else. Like, that's just never going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be charged one way, and that's just with who has my heart now. Granted, you can do something wrong and I'll be petty as hell and pay your ass back, but I'll never pay you back with, emotionally cheating on you, or something like that. Go out there and get caught slipping and you cheating somewhere. Trust and believe, I'm going to pay your ass back. But
big time.
Petty Pam. I just y'all listening, call in 646-787-1839. I had a whole conversation on live, and I really didn't want to give away the whole show, but, people were like, yes, man, I'm going through this, and, I'm tired of, investing. And I think, the good people, the really loyal people are stuck with people that don't understand what to do with them, and we just all cross the board, right? We all cross the board. Like, I want somebody to always be real with me. I want a man that's dominant. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see my post. Like, I have never legit been dominated by a man. And I'm not talking about dominate, like, go sit in a corner. I'm talking about legit dominated. And for me, that is a form of passion. That's a form of, he cares. You got to go through these actions to show you care, That's, if I'm getting up, I'm leaving. You know what I'm saying? He better beat me to the door and shut it. Man, go sit your ass down. You ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of a person, not on no controlling type of situation, but somebody just at that dominant phase. And so, he and I were emotionally connected. But it still wasn't dominating mentally. You know what I'm saying? That guy that takes me to that next level mentally, will be the one that, of course, I want to get married to. I don't want nobody to take me to that level and we not getting married. I want somebody to take me to that level with substance, because I know I can vow to, be a whole hell of a lot of fun. But, just to mentally go there. And I was having a conversation on social media today. And the young lady was saying that she had a guy and they started out as a fetish and role-playing and he would choke her and, he would say, I said sit here, X, Y, and Z, that's a fetish. Okay. It's actually a fetish of mine. And she said that after some time, by year 6 or 7, it had awakened a demon in him and he couldn't control it anymore. So he was just this person that was just overly dominating for no reason and it was nothing that she could do about it. And she said you should leave that where it's at because it's kind of hard, you know, for them to change that up. And she's like, at first it's sexy, but then when you grow out of it and the other person doesn't grow out of it, then what do you do? And so that gave me a lot to think about. But I think some people are just naturally dominant, and it's just they know how to turn it up. They know how to turn it down. They know, you know, okay, you can take this. They know you can't. And so I think that comes along with a mentally strong man, and they're very rare, you know, to say, okay, I know what to get her. I know what, you know, what she like. I know what's pushing it. And they can always push it. You know, 'cause as women, we push men. You know he going to flip out. You know, we're going to get a reaction out of him. We're going to do it to get it, you know, because we want that attention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And trust me, I push a woman if I have to. If I say, hey, you know, wake up, like listen here, da da da. You know, matter of fact, I did that earlier today.
I have problems with domestic violence, and
I don't mean like that. I'm talking about emotionally, meaning like. Listen, you gotta straighten yourself out,
cool.
You know. Because that's what I mean. I don't mind. I never do that. I mean,
that's what I'm talking about emotionally. You can really charge somebody, even though, like, you ever been, you know, when you were a kid and somebody was your big brother or big sister or cousin was bothering you, you know you couldn't beat them, but you're gonna jump up and swing on them anyways just because you just that heated. Even though they're going to give you a reality check, okay, you're going to think the next time you do this, you still going to do it, you know? So that's me in a nutshell, child, because I know I'm not going to win, but, you know, I'm going to give you something to think about, you know, like.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
Matter of fact, here's the saying I was trying to tell you in a nutshell that I paraphrased earlier. It's on my Instagram that I shared. So many good women have dealt with the wrong man, and so many good men have dealt with the wrong women, that by the time the two of you finally meet, you're both afraid of each other. You see, basically, when you find that one, it don't make sense to you?
It does make sense, but it makes a lot of sense because sometimes, like, I meet some really good people. It's just a thing that opposites attract. Sometimes I meet really good men, and I'm too good. Like, I ain't trying to run them up through there. I'm not trying to run them for a check. I don't need you to do that. All I need you to do is be attentive. You know what I'm saying? I don't need your money.
Exactly.
Now, granted, if you going to do some things. Like, you know, you going to send flowers. You going to send chocolates. You going to, you know, you going to get, you know, bags and shoes and those things that you should automatically do and get. But if you're not, then it's one of those things like, all right, yeah, okay. Because people kill me when they say, women always scream to be independent, but then she asks me for something. Sir, an independent woman is somebody that go out and get it on her own. If she's out here getting it on her own and holding it down, damn right she's going to need some help, okay? One way or another, she will need help. That don't mean you complain. Oh, you got your own, but you need my money. Damn right. Aren't you in her house? Aren't you sleeping with her? Are you in her car? Is she feeding you? Like, why would you not want to look out? So men say the dirtiest things that, like, it doesn't even add up or make sense. It shouldn't be a no-brainer. Matter of fact, a woman should never have to even come to you and ask you for anything. You already see she holding her down. She grinding hard. You in her space. You sleeping with her. You
That's
should do
different.
It just because.
Absolutely. That's totally different from your from what you're saying. Absolutely. Totally.
Let's play this automatic, man, for these folks, and we'll be right back with y'all.
Run off in the building, baby. Yo. Booming. Trap food, auto, cash, trade,
hey. Get your serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming. All my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming. I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck be booming. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming. I can't even get no no sleep. Now, come my truck keep booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I be serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Come my truck be boomin', my traffic boomin', it beatin', my young nigga eatin', ain't answerin' the door with that strap. Young nigga sneakin' and geekin', ain't nobody sleepin', we 24 hours of truck. So what do you mean? We tryna get it, and if I ain't got it, bet I can go get it. Serving it thick, what do we care about snitchin'? We kill them and throw them in ditch. Do all the dish, no residue on the stove and the countertop all in the kitchen. You might not get it, I get a pack in the heat and I remit some, then draw the tick. Charging you 33 for all that birth, but when they remit, nigga, that's out of pip. Ran out of dope, so now I'm just a sister. Like I was grip, all of my partner play grip. But I still pull up with that rock, young nigga. I ain't no running off your ass getting shot, young nigga. Everything can touch straight drop, young nigga. Cop a bird by the motherfucker stop, young nigga. Walk, young nigga. You ain't talking about getting canned and your ass getting blocked. Trout like a shark. Tell us to get everything you need from a knee to a motherfucking block. That's how we rock, and that's what we doing. How you eating in your trap ain't boom. We'll be the bitch, I'ma serve. And I keep bread around me like a bird. Shooters on the roof, we ain't worried about burglars. And if I don't know you, don't expect me to serve. Drug dealing murder. Same shit, brand new day. What you expect when everybody say yeah? Bitch, I'm serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming, all my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming, I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming, I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck be booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming, booming. Booming, booming, yeah, nigga, my trap booming. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my trap be booming, I can't even get no sleep, nigga. Come my trap keep booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my trap booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my trap booming. I be serving with that strap. Come my trap be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Yeah. Come my truck be boom.
Cash in the mail to see that I fuck with the whip with a very low ticket. Bills of the gas and bills of the midget. My nigga, I got it, my nigga, come get it. Cash it, little nigga, I'm flexing, little nigga. I want it, it's nothing, I snatch it, my nigga. Run around drones and treasure, my nigga. But why would you say any bullets don't spill them? Long agenda, good friend out of the winter. Tryna pull up by the summer. My bitch is a winner. Eat it all like chicken tender. Smoke a 3-5 up for dinner. I am the man, I can see 100 on grand. I lay with you, boy, I ain't playing. What is you saying? Run off, we take over land. What? No bitch, cause I can't. I need a fan, block high micros and sand. Deep, deep cracker can't stand. Run out the streets, no motherfucking band. Feel off a Florida with my feet in the sand. Boss nigga sick, shit you wouldn't understand. I'm on the call the street when you're dealing with them down. Cut your ass nigga, no, you know I can't spam. Cut them all burnt, somebody better tell them. Yeah.
Bitch, I'm serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming, all my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming, I ain't been home in a week. Come my truck be booming, I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck be booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I ain't been home in a week, nigga. Come my truck be booming, I can't even get no sleep. Come my truck be booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming, 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 booming. Yeah, nigga, my truck booming. I be serving with that strap. Come my truck be booming, and all my doors got a latch. Come my truck be booming.
You know, he was on the show last week, I think. He's a cool, cool cat.
Nice.
I was on the show with us last week. That's his song, Automatic.
Nice.
Yeah. Mr. Zone 6, I think. Yeah, that was, I like that little song, Automatic, right there. But, yeah, so moving on, right? I did talk to V, the toy lady, and I'll be doing that interview on Friday.
Yeah,
so she said she didn't really, you don't have flyers, X, Y, and Z. So if you want to get with her and get that information and make a flyer, I could promote it. If not, I'll start. I gave her all of my links, and she's going to promote tomorrow. And, of course, I'll post for everybody to see that for that show on Friday. So
I can't wait.
But
I'll be there, by the way.
It's like late night. So what time is that one? It's like 12?
Oh, yeah. 10 to midnight. You call in like about 10:30.
Yeah.
Right. So 10:30 to midnight on Friday. On a Friday.
Yeah.
Now, so.
Yeah. Homegirl right here, the new Ms. Lovely Black. She will be on calling at 10:30. We do the show from 10 to midnight, and we do our little shit. You know, we talk all the talk. It's actually not too different from this show. We just say what we say, and you know, we speak our mind, and then yeah, it's pretty damn cool. So yeah, you feel right at home when you call in.
Right. My brother was like, I heard your show, and it was like nice, sis. He was like, but shit, y'all ain't cut no corners. Like, you know, a lot of people are just so old fashioned and feel like a certain thing that you're not supposed to say. And I just feel like, say what's on your mind. We grown. Jesus, we grown. So
yeah, I know. You know, it's funny what you say on your promo. You know, when you go to your page on Blog Talk, when it says certain things that are considered taboo, we talk about.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the problem, especially in this country. I mean, you would think, you know, this is supposed to be the greatest country in the world. And I'm not talking about us in general, us two, but we're the most uptight.
We can't be great. Trump is our president.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, you know, the great country was for freedoms, this, that, and the third. And yet it's all uptight about sex, you know, certain things you shouldn't say. I don't know, just stupid. You should be able to allow to say what you want. You know, it's not like I'm murdering somebody. It's not like I'm saying something that will hurt somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I say something like, you know, God forbid, somebody should do something to some person, now that's different. You know what I mean? That's not cool. But if I'm just expressing myself like, well, this is how I feel about sex. This is how I feel about life. This is how I feel whatever. That it should be allowed. I remember I said the other day, regardless, freedom of speech should be allowed no matter if you agree, disagree, or even how stupid it is. At first, that's right. Okay, that was stupid, but at least, you know, you have the right to say whatever. You don't have to agree to it. You know, whatever. You just move on. Because the bottom line is this. This is the bottom line. Do whatever the fuck somebody says, pay your bills. Does whatever the fuck they say, put food on the table? No. So why the fuck would you give a shit? Just move it on, do what you think, and that's it. You know, that's it. You know, you're all caught up with other people's shit instead of thinking about number one, which should be you and your family. You know, worry about that. Take care of that, and you know, whatever and whatever, everything else will fall into place. I mean, that's just me. I'm just saying.
Well, that's right. I mean, listen, I'm for it, and I'm living my life. You know, I'm like, oh my God, it seems so new. Jesus Christ, I'm living my life. I'm like, oh God, I'm looking at life differently.
Well,
you know, I'm doing what the hell I want to do, and it's like, you know, everybody has an understanding. I'm not in a relationship until I sit down and say I'm in a relationship with somebody. And until I, you know, emotionally become emotionally attached to somebody, like, man, I'm having a good damn time. I tell you that I know that this will get old, but it's not yet. It'll get old fast, but, you know, me just, I'm just, you know, changed, you know, this stuff.
Yeah, life is very interesting.
Yeah. Instead of sitting here trying to focus and you meet this one person and you're like, oh, okay, I want to see where this is going to go, and you ain't communicating with nobody. You're just trying to see, you know, because I'm just used to being with, you know, one person, and it went from that to, you know, me having to get out of that comfort zone. So, you know, when you meet another person, you just don't talk to nobody else. You just, like, talk to that person, and then that don't go right. One person. And so when you do this over, you start to feel like, oh my God, like this will hurt because, you know, one person there. When you just live life and have to be both person. When you that's a privilege you are in a relationship when you guys, you know, try to take that level. And that's just what I say to me and whoever else. Anybody that note, we each other and be, you know, our test work, that's one thing. So, you know, you know you can't shoot with anybody else, or you're not supposed to shoot with anybody else like that. But it's one of those things that, you know, for me, it's like, what do shit I want to watch? You know, just, I think for me, it's a huge thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't ever want to feel like nobody is above me when it comes to somebody I'm dealing with. If I call, you know what I mean? That's just, that comes along with being petty Pam. I digress. I got my petty ways, so. Confessions of a Match Sex Part 2 is coming out May 2nd. I can't wait.
Yay.
I will be announcing at the top of the month as well. And I'm just like, do I do it? I'm going to do it, you know, and add something on, but I can't wait until I finish this school, because that'll be something that I will be so happy to get my couple of days a week back from.
Yeah, that would be great. Absolutely. A little more extra time for you.
Yeah, but I mean, mentally, definitely, because you like, man, on Sunday nights, I got to do this. On.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes too much.
Yeah, it does.
So,
yes, it do, dude.
So, for the last time we were talking, I know you were saying that your mate was. Said at one point it was okay to do a threesome or something, right?
Oh,
but she
right.
Asked
I did tell you
if
that.
Wanted to do it.
That's right. I did tell you that, right? I only thought I told to Ms. V. Yes, I did tell it to you, didn't I?
Right. So how far did you get with that? Because, you know, that's what life is about. How far did you get with it? Did you bring
yeah.
it back up? Did you?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, all I did was I mentioned it that I brought it up on the air. Well, she knows what I do. It's not like this is, you know, I hold this a secret. I hold nothing secret. And we haven't got to that point yet to how to, you know, to get this done. I mean, I got great advice from Ms. V. She actually gave me great advice as far as, okay, the way to do it, this, that, and the third. Definitely we're going to have to look into it. I just want to double check with her if it wasn't because she was drunk that she said this. But usually to me, when you're drunk and you say something, that's being truthful. Because to me, it's a truth serum. To me, alcohol. When you're drunk and you say certain things, that's what you really mean. You know what I'm saying? I love how people say, well, you know, I was drunk, I said certain things. No, that's you. That was your true self. Your walls were down. And that's how
right.
you really were. You know what I'm saying? That, oh, blame it on the alcohol. Okay, Jamie Foxx, whatever. I just don't believe in that. But, yeah, we definitely have to – I would like to look into it. Although when she said it was the other way around about bringing a dude, I said, listen, I'm keeping it real. I can't do that. It can't happen. I can't. No, I know that's the ultimate double standard, and I hate about double standard, but I can't do it. I can't. You know, I'm a selfish lover. The pussy is for me and only me. That's it. I'm not sharing. No, it's not going to happen. Okay? It's not. I'm just being real. I can't do that. I never had it, never will. I can't do it. And if that's a deal breaker, then that's a deal breaker. I just can't do it. You know, I know probably some people would be like, well, you should be more open-minded. I was like, well, that's where my mind gets a little closed. I'm sorry, I can't do that. But that's me. I was going to say something else. Oh, you know, I was actually thinking of this. You know, because the other job I do, you know, the other jobs I put in quotations, which will be renamed, you know, it would be left nameless, of course, what else I do part-time. You have a lot of thinking to do at this job, you know what I mean? It has a lot of time for you to think, which could be dangerous, especially in overnight. I was thinking, like, you know, I remember when I was young, I was like, man, relationship wise, I'm talking about, you know, before anyone said, what the hell are you going to talk about? Relationship wise, I always was like, I never understood, like, look, if you're with somebody, you go through the good and bad, and that's it. I don't understand this cheating and all this other stuff, right? Now, this is when I was young, you know. As I get older, you experience certain things, you know certain things, how you get taken for granted and certain things that happen. And then I go, well, there's a part of me, now that I'm 44, yes, I'm putting it out there, now that I'm 44, I go, okay, half of me, instead of all of me, still believes in that relationship and, you know, that one person, da-da-da-da-da. But then there's this other side of me that says to me, you know, where I remember I questioned one time, should marriage even exist anymore the way nowadays are? In other words, it should be just like a regular relationship. And if things don't work out, it'd be less complicated when you break up. You know what I mean?
No.
A lot of old,
I think,
you know,
that men should be able to have more than one wife. And
I think so. I'm thinking of that. I'm kind of going where I'm going at. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not wife or even just girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like, because there was a time where King, you know, he goes into Egypt and all this other shit where, you know, you had the woman that you were with, that you had babies with, whatever, and then you had the ones that you just fucked around. You know, they were just there for sex. You know, it was nothing more, nothing less. They know what they were there for. They know, you know, that. See, I'm about that. I'm not about, like, that sneaky shit. I'm about, okay, you know the deal. Da-da-da-da. I got this one here, all right? You're going to be nothing more than that. That's it. Now, I have that other side of me that thinks this way now. It's not all of me. It's half of me because of my experiences, you know, in my relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because my love relationship has never been, you know, great. Not that, you know, that speaks for a lot of people. I'm not the only one. Some worse than others, obviously. But I'm just saying, like, with me, it's been more, you know, disappointment. And maybe a little, like, damn, like, I know this could be so much better. At one point it was, and it was. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like you just said, it should be okay. You have more than one wife, or you just have more than one girlfriend, or, you know, do the threesome thing.
Well, the thing, you know, to that too, is, in most cultures, you can have what you can pay for. You have to be able to support these women. Not just, and the thing is that a lot of the bums will be the ones with multiple wives, you know, taking care of them because they're bums. In other cultures, it is frowned upon for a woman to take care of a man. So you can only have what you can take care of, and you have to show the income on paper that you can take care of these women. And you have to provide them with X amount of dollars, you know what I'm saying, a month, being your wives. So that's the important details that I would say. You know, if he can take care of them, you know, it is what it is. He can do what he do. But everybody has their time. Nobody is intruding on the other person's time. Everything is solid. Like, it has to be very well organized.
It has to be.
For fun.
Yeah,
I thought about a poly relationship a few times, and it's somebody that's actually very interested in me being in a poly right now.
Yeah, I've heard of this poly thing.
Interested.
I've heard about that lifestyle. Yeah. But here's the thing with me, though. I'm not one of these dudes. I like a woman that's ambitious. I like a woman that got her thing going on. It doesn't make me feel less of a man, like certain other men for some reason feel that way. I'm not old-fashioned like that. I don't mind, you know, the woman doesn't have to stay home and wait on me and all that shit. I want her to do her own shit. You understand? I love that. As long as there's that time where we can, you know, have our time together, I don't care. You know what I mean? You do your thing, you know.
Right.
I support you, you know, just like I would like to get the same in return. You know, you understand what I'm doing, you know, I do the radio stuff, blah, blah, blah. You're doing what the hell you're doing that you want to do. And, you know, because I'm the same way. Like, I've never at, you know, I never will have my woman give me money, you know, like that. You know what I'm saying? Even if I know I need it, because I just feel, I don't know what it is. It's not because he's a woman. It's just that I'm like that with everybody. It's just like, you call it too proud. I don't know. It's like, you know, look, if you need it, I got no problem, you know, giving that
right.
to you. Because I know that you're a good person. You know, you're loyal to me, da, da, da. But if I'm in a situation where, damn, I'm down on my luck, I need money, I'm not going to ask, you know, my lady, you know, even though I know she would do it. I don't know. It's because, like, I don't know. I know she would do it when she, if she got it, but it's like, man, but that's her thing, and, you know, I don't want to mess with that. You know, that's just me, though. You know, I don't want to do that. Unless I really, I mean, I have to be like really in desperate straight. It's just like how I deal with sickness. I don't, when I have a sniffles, I don't just take a pill. I have to be very bad to take a medicine. I don't just jump, take a pill for any little reason, you know what I'm saying? But I don't, you know, I don't trust these certain pills that's out there. That's another story. that's how I am. I'm just like, unless I really desperate straight, then okay, I'll ask. And even then, I'm like, damn. But I know I'm going to pay him back. You know what I'm saying? I have to, let me pay you back. Like, let me do something. You know, I'll make up for it. You know, that. But that's me. You know, that's part of, that is like old-fashioned in a sense where that's how I feel about that. But I love a woman having her own thing. I love a woman. To me, that's actually sexy. I love a woman as ambition. I love a woman that knows what she wants and gets it. I love that shit. That don't intimidate me. I love that. I'm total opposite, you know. But some dudes, for whatever reason, they want the woman, when they're free, they want that woman to be on their hand and foot. And I'm sorry, that's not me. Because I need my space at times. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't like a needy bitch. You know, I don't like that shit. I like, you know, I want to be the cherry on your sundae. I don't want to be your everything. You like, when I come home, I'm your fucking feature presentation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I should be the cherry on that great night Sunday. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, oh, you know, because if I'm not here, oh, my God, I, you know, da, da, da. Okay, you can miss me. Don't get me wrong. But when you go that crazy and, oh, my God, you know, my world stops without you and all this shit. Okay, well, calm down, all right?
But, I mean, it's good. I mean, that person really into you. Like, I mean,
I know.
Like, I kind of want to feel that again. Like, I haven't felt that in a long time. I haven't felt like,
oh, really?
I just really wanted to be around a person, and, you know, that's all I wanted. All I did was call their phone. I might let them rest, you know, or do whatever during the day and
call
them every single night, and they answered every single night, and we had a conversation for about an hour or so. Like I want to have that feeling. I want to be like that. I want to be, you know, in that type of lust again. But I don't know. Maybe
Well, definitely. It's a perfect example. You know, obviously, you know, sex is part of it, but you definitely, like you said earlier, and it's that C word, and I'm talking about communication. I'm not talking about cunt. I'm talking about communication is the key. Communication is a huge key. You have to express yourself. If there's something that bothers you, you bring it up. You don't play Jedi mind tricks. You don't, you know, oh, let me let him figure it out or let her figure it out. No, you sit him down and say, okay, this is what's going on, da, da, da. Because, you know, not all of us are mind readers. I'm just saying. You know, I have ESP and shit. Lucky you have ESPN, let alone ESP. I'm just saying. We can't. You know, you have to sit down and talk. Matter of fact, this is a perfect example. Mm-hmm. This is something I shared on my Instagram that I saw, which was kind of cool. I don't know who wrote this, but this was awesome. It goes like this. You think you see her naked because she took off her You think you see her naked because she took her clothes off. Tell me about her dreams. Tell me what breaks her heart. What is she passionate about and what makes her cry? Tell me about her childhood. Better yet, tell me one story about her that you're not in. You've seen her skin. and you've touched her body, but you still know as much about her as a book you once found but never got around to opening. Bam, message. That's me at the end.
Right, right. If I can't, if I'm having a conversation, like I'm a conversationalist, right? I can sit down.
Absolutely,
and
that's what I love about you. Yes, exactly. I love you're very intelligent and you're very straightforward, which I love. You get deep into conversation, real deep, real shit. I love that. But go ahead, I'm sorry, I interrupted.
I'm huge on the conversation piece. And so, well, we are down to like 15 minutes and the phone just beeped. So we're not going to worry about calling in. If the line completely, you know, goes out on this one, we're not going to worry about it because we're actually down to the last 15 minutes. So we did pretty damn good. Before I go into what I was just about to say, which I just forgot that fast because the thing beeped and I went blank. about me being a conversationalist, X, Y, and Z.
Let me tell you guys,
make sure you follow me on Instagram, The New Miss Lovely Black, Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one, Facebook, Shonda Cherie, or Authoress, The New Miss Lovely Black. If you would like your music put in rotation, if you would like to call in the co-host, if you would like to be interviewed on the show, please email inquiries, the number four, The New Miss Lovely Black at Gmail. James, go ahead and give them your information so they can know how to reach you. And your show.
Sure, absolutely, my dear. Thank you very much for this opportunity. I always appreciate it. Yes, if you want to listen to my show, it's on every Friday live 3 p.m. through 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Mixler.com. It's called The Benchwarmers Live Show. I do a sports anything goes type of show. Sports the first hour, second hour is all about the guests, and it could be any type of guest. Matter of fact, the new Ms. Lovely Black was one of my great guests, and it was awesome. And I have guests from all types of entertainment, forms of entertainment, you know, the adult industry, independent artists, the music, comedians. There's a whole bunch of different people, well-known and upcoming. So you check that out by going to Mixler.com, the live link. This is my live link, by the way. Mixler.com, MIXLR.com/ER-owner. That's O-W-N-E-R. And you can follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. That's YankeeMan1973. On Instagram is JimmyA73, JimmyACE73. For all the other things I do, I actually co-host a show with Ms. Zita Twilady. She's cool as hell, just like homegirl here. And I do Let's Talk About Sports, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursdays, and 10 p.m. actually this Friday. Great cross-promotion right here. This is Radio 101, ladies and gentlemen, which I learned a long time ago. It's all about sex and some more sex with Ms. Zita Twilady, the host, and me. That's on Blog Talk Radio also, which you go to by blogtalkradio.com/ Ms. Vita Toilady, MSVDATOYLADY. And 10:30 p.m., matter of fact, exactly 2 days from now, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, yours truly, your host right here, the name is Lovely Pike, will be on the show, and that would be a great threesome. Yeah, you know, as far as interviewing, of course. It's going to be awesome. Like I said, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show starts. That's all about sex and more sex. And 10:30, the new Ms. Lovely Black will be calling in, and it's going to be a late night gathering that you do not want to miss. And I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Now, back to our original kitchen program.
Yes, I'm ready to turn up, and we'll give you guys information if you're on a social media links of the show. This Friday, 10:30 to midnight. I'm going to try to get enough rest tomorrow night so I can be up to do the show because last night I went to bed at 2:30 and was right back up at 6:55, and I was sitting at work looking at my computer like, okay, I'm sleepy. But I was saying that I'm a conversationalist, and if you talk to me and you haven't heard stories directly from me, if I haven't like sat out and told you stories, then I mean I don't have you in that space. You know, like sometimes, like you know how men are. You can sit and talk a man head off. He's gonna be, Yep. Yep. That's how a man is. But he's listening. He's just like, okay, this mug gonna talk my head off. And that's, you know, I mean, that's how my friend is. I talk his head off.
I've been told I'm a great listener. So that's a good trait to have in my character. So that's good. I remember someone said that to me the other day, which was a lady. And I was like, you know, you're not the last one and all the other one that said that. I didn't say that braggingly. It was just fact. You know, I'm just good at listening to people, not just women, but everybody. So, you know, see where they're coming from, and then you analyze from there, and you say what you got to say. That's how I am. I don't, like, judge right away. You know, I don't judge people. I see how they are, and then, you know, you go from there, and, you know, you don't want to hang with them whatever, then you don't hang with them. That's all. Well, whatever. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a reality show drama.
Right.
Just do what you got, you know. You know. I mean, that's what I say. Everybody likes each other. You know, it'll never happen where everybody loves each other. It's just human nature. There's going to be some people you don't like. That doesn't mean that I want them dead. It's just, I just don't care. But, you know, whatever. You stay your lane, I stay in mine. That's all I'm saying. No, they're in the scumbag territory. That's a different story.
Right.
But I digress. I digress. We got 10 minutes.
Right.
But I digress. This is your show. Yeah. So this is a great, but this, tonight, and in all seriousness, this topic that we've talked about, that it's very important. And, you know, it's not easy just to say, fuck it, I'm done. Now you have your moments where you say, fuck it. And you do say, fuck it. And then, you know, depending how you are, because of that certain person. Now, of course, if it's a person that didn't deserve that, you know, second thought, then you're the idiot. You know what I'm saying? But if there's a person where, okay, you know, and they understand what you're coming from, they want to try, that's when you go, okay, I'm giving you, you know, it's not like I don't give you time. You know, I give you chances. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. And see, that's the thing, because nowadays, and especially what we do, because I deal with, you know, I get temptation all the time. Don't get twisted. And I'd be a liar if I said I never thought about it. I'd be a fucking liar. Because I do.
Right.
I think about every day. Every day. And it could be so easy. But see, there's a thing out there called diseases. And it's. And there's a thing called, you don't know. You know that old saying goes, it's better to be with the devil you know than the devil you don't know? That's another thing that gets put in my head. So it's like, okay, now I could do something. Like, you actually, I remember a topic you said a couple weeks ago where, okay, when does you say fuck it and you do you? You know, as though, yeah, that's cool as long as you do it smart. But it's like, okay, it's just, you know, it's just complicated. It's like, trust me, in my mind, I would want to do it. But then I'm like, okay, but see, I'm such a loyal fucking person. I'm just so loyal. Because especially when they haven't done nothing to me for me to even think that, you know what I'm saying, to even act upon it. But then I have needs. That's another thing.
Right.
And if it's not done enough, which actually you talked about kind of a couple of weeks ago, you know, when is that like, okay, well, I'm not getting the amount I usually get. So when does, you know, someone has to give you, I'm sorry, you know, but hey, you know, you ain't putting your head in the bargain there. You know, I'm just saying. I mean, sex is part of it. It just is. It just is. I'm sorry. I need to breathe. I need to eat. I need to drink. I need to fuck. That's one thing. I'm just saying, it's part of life. There's no way. It's like a drug. There's no way. It's like, no, I can't. I can't. I can't. You know, Jesus Christ. I mean, I think this month is what, masturbation month, whatever. Well, I do that more and then some. I do it 365 all night, every night. See, like,
you crazy.
But I digress again. We got 7 minutes left. yeah, I'm
hilarious.
In a good way. Yeah, it's a good way. But this is me. But by the way, this is me. This is no radio act. This is me. That's the scary part. For some people, yeah, this is me. Yeah, this is no radio act. No scripted here. No. Wish I could tell you when the mic is on, it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna have a nice big orgy coming up. Well, that ain't gonna happen. not gonna happen.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm just saying. I mean, not that. But okay.
No, you're not. I appreciate everybody
awesome.
That tuned in to the show. You know, the one thing that's exciting is that we have done probably 10 shows on here, and the numbers are going up, and they're climbing, and people are tuning in, and they're listening, and you know, a lot
you.
Of people come in and listen to the show through the week, and that's a good thing. I thank you guys
for
supporting. You know, some people wait. You know, they're like, oh, they don't want me to know that they're supporting the show. I mean, it's all good for all y'all too. Thank you to everybody that listens to the shows, man. Thank you for the support you give, whether positive or negative or however you don't.
Exactly.
So, thank you. That's what I want to say. Thank you. And make sure you go download the ebook. Hold on, we got a call. But let me see if I can get it before this line hangs up.
Sure.
Oh well, they're just listening in. I need to find out why my blog talk. It's only allowing me to speak to one person at a time. I need to figure that part out.
Really? I've never experienced that. When I do a board, you know, whatever, I've never seen that like that. I never had that
maybe
problem.
Maybe it's a package that I chose, so it gave me a different option.
Really?
And then downgraded maybe at a certain point.
I don't know about that.
You never know. We'll find out. We damn sure to find out about that now. So if that is the case, we will have to figure out a different way to do this co-hosting thing. And I'll talk to you about that later on. If it only lets like one person call in on the line at a time. But I do see, looks like Milwaukee on the line listening in. Hey, Milwaukee.
Hey.
And, yeah, hey to everybody that's, like, really rocking with the show. Like, I really appreciate it because the numbers are, like, really looking good. And I'm, like, we're at 900%. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that was, like, amazing.
Awesome.
To be at 900%.
That's awesome.
So, you know,
salute you,
everybody listening in. Everybody that's purchasing the book, Confessions of a Mattress Actress, one is out now. Well, Confessions of a Mattress Actress. And then part two is out May 22nd. I can't say it enough. Thank you. Share the post. Please share the post. Please show support. You know, even if you haven't bought it, you know, it doesn't take but a split second to share the post on your page. Show love. Show support, you know, for the movement. You know, the thing is that the movement is going to go no matter what. Now, if you know, support it up front, cool. You don't, awesome. But, you know, don't try to come back and think that I'm supposed to pay some type of homage or acknowledge to somebody that wasn't showing support at the gate. Just saying.
Exactly.
Just trust and believe. The movement is still going. So. Thank you, James, for all of the posting and the retweeting that you do to support my brand.
Oh.
I really appreciate you because you don't have to do it if you do it. So,
yes, I
do. You know,
I show my love.
It, you know? I like to feel appreciated, and I like for people to feel appreciated.
Yes, and I do appreciate it. And I only do that to the real people, the people that really do their thing, you know, really are passionate in what they do, and they're real with everybody. And you fit in that category. So I got the pleasure's all mine.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
No, you're welcome.
Well, we're on 90 seconds.
Oh, damn. The fun. That's why when you have a good time, it always goes fast. I got a good time. I don't know.
Right.
I hope you
did. I did too.
Oh, okay. It was cool. It was fun. I can't wait for Friday. That's going to be awesome. That would be cool. I can't wait. That's going to be cool.
So yeah, about Friday, and then we'll be right back here on Sunday.
Oh,
so Sunday, I should definitely not be anywhere as combobulated as I was before.
Well, count me in.
It was a whole nother piece of the conversation that I didn't even talk about. But I'll talk about that on the next show or something
Sunday.
Like that. I didn't talk about the chick version of it.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to find that out. Remember to write that down. Make a mental note of that. Let's make a mental note of that. So I'll be down. Put me down for Sunday. I'm in. Put me down. I'll be there. If I'm alive.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, we'll see you here. Same place, same time. blogtalkradio.com/thenewmissloveblyblack. And make sure you follow us on social media to support us. We have 10 seconds to the show. I'm so proud that the phone did not hang up, which is about to go, but it went to the very last minute. Look at God. He took us through it, okay?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the support.
Hallelujah.
Until next time, everybody, peace. We out.
Yes. Ladies. Ladies and tomatoes.